بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اشعر فبلاو الشيخ يظل رمي وقت تبريد دورة هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اقتصر نور الله مرقده فرزان محبت سرکو پیغام ہے کچھ صبا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہو خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہو خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے رابطہ اگر قوی ہے خدا سے بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے رابطہ اگر قوی ہے خدا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے وہ ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم چاہیے وہ زمین دو سرا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے مالک دو جہاں اگر تو چاہے مالک دو جہاں اگر تو چاہے سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع آفتاب نبوت کا مطلع فوق تھا خلق کے آسرا سے فوق تھا خلق کے آسرا سے شان عظمت جبال حرم کی شان عظمت جبال حرم کی کوئی پوچھے تو غار حرا سے کوئی پوچھے تو غار حرا سے مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ مسترب ہے میرا ذوق سجدہ سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ صبا سے سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ صبا سے مجھ پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت ہم پہ برسا دے دریائے رحمت مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے مانگتا ہے یہ اختر خدا سے جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے، رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے، ذکر تیرا کرے بیٹھ کر ہم، چاہیے وہ زمین دو سرا سے، جس کو نسبت آتا ہو خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفی، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waq, Tabrizi Zamana, Mujaddidi Zamana, Hazrat explaining the very very high stages in this part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which purpose Allah ta'ala has sent us in this world. Allah ta'ala has given us the great honor out of His sheer mercy without deserving it in the least, but Allah gave us existence. Our Hazrat explains, just to be existing in any form is a great favor of Allah. Then only you can enjoy the ni'mat of Allah. Then what to say when Allah Ta'ala has given us existence in the best of all forms? So it shows that Allah Ta'ala wants to grant us the greatest ni'mat. And the greatest ni'mat is that nisbat, that special connection with Allah Ta'ala, and that love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And to attain this love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy. Allah Ta'ala sent the man of Allah Ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, and then till the day of Qiyamah Allah said, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with the true righteous servants of Allah who have got the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala, and they will teach us what is our real object and purpose of life. And then a person will be looking forward to trading life. Otherwise today every person is feeling depressed and life is very difficult, life is very hard because we are on the wrong path and we don't have the right guide. Just come to these majalis of the great Ahlullah, the friends of Allah Ta'ala who know the path towards the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then see, then a person will get the enjoyment of life in this world already, the enjoyment of Jannah. Then you will see what, how you will be looking forward, that when can I leave this world and go meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is saying here, that sarku peghame kuch saba se, that when I put my head down in sajda, in the early parts of the morning, at the time of tahajjud, then I'm getting a very very special message from Allah Rabbul Izzat. That very special message that oh my banda, as Allah Ta'ala announces during the course of the night, who is there who wants forgiveness from Allah? Who is there who wants rozi, wants sustenance from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So a person who treads the path of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he just can't help that middle of the night, his eyes just open. And then he gets engaged in very close connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then the enjoyment he gets, we can't imagine. Like a person says, you'll see a person standing in tahajjud in the cold winter's night, and he's standing and he's enjoying his qiraat, tears are rolling down his cheeks, etc. A person who doesn't know, he'll say, what a foolish person this is. That he's standing in the cold and see he's still crying, there's his hot bed, he's got his wife also, Allahu Akbar. But a pious person says he doesn't know. Kabhi taate ka surur hai, kabhi itirafi kusur hai. That what enjoyment sometimes is getting in the obedience of Allah. And then the greater enjoyment when you acknowledge your weakness and our total sinful condition in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala gives a special message that comes specially from the arsh of Allah. That, oh my banda, I will forgive you and my special rahmat will come upon you. So Hazrat explains that when you walk on the path of the love of Allah, then what is that great gift that you will get? Jisko nisbat ata hai khuda se, arz qaim hai aise gada se. that that person who gets nisbat, connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and this is what myself, all we have to be begging for, that a person's value is according to your nisbat, your connection that you have. Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum, have explained this so beautifully for us to understand. He says a person can buy a truckload of bricks from the brickyard. That truckload of bricks, each brick might be costing about 5 rand whatsoever. But he says the reality of that brick is not 5 rand. Now where that brick will be used, that will be the value of that brick. If that brick is used to build the toilet of the masjid, then that will be the value of that brick. If that brick is used to build the Haramain Sharifain, then can you imagine the value of that brick? It was 5 rand, so we are all the servants of Allah. But those are the real special servants who have got the connection with Allah, who has got the connection with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why just dressing like the Ahlullah, just wearing the topi of the Ahlullah, people recognize you and ask you, you're connected to the Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, which is a very special connection. The connection of Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. So this nisbat, which somebody asked Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, where is mentioned about this nisbat in the Qur'an Kareem, this connection with Allah? Then Hazrat beautifully read the ayat, Rabbana atmim lana nurana, waqfir lana innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Oh Allah, please complete that nur, that special light of yours, let it penetrate my heart. And when a person has got that nisbat, then our Hazrat explains in front, that first of all, the whole world is functioning because of such great personalities. The world is not functioning because of the government, etc. The world is functioning, Hazrat says, Al-Qaim hai, aise gada se. That such ordinary people, sitting on ordinary simple mech, but these are the real thrones, not where the parliaments are being held, not where the prime minister is sitting, might be on a very high throne, but they don't know the reality of life. Hazrat, in a beautiful poem, has mentioned so beautifully, that chaho ke saro se, taaje gira se, aksar darta rehta hai, aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein, apne noor ka darya behta hai. That outwardly you'll see the people of pomp and glory, of show, ministers, etc., sitting on a big throne. And in the early days, they used to actually have a crown made of gold that used to be hanging with chains upon their heads. So where they sit, it just fits on their head because it's too heavy. So the crown itself is so heavy, and then the headaches when they sit on their throne. The biggest headache is, I mustn't lose my place. Whereas the friends of Allah are not worried of that. The friends of Allah are, 1 minute Allah must not be unhappy with me. That is the real position in the eyes of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that the barakat of these great personalities who are taking the name of Allah, till there is not one person on the face of the earth who doesn't take Allah's name, the world will carry on till there's one person. When there's no person left, then it is not worth. Allah Ta'ala shows that the value of the world to be functioning is because of the nisbat of the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person, Hazrat explains, when you got this nisbat now, be-niyazi hai har maa siwa se, raabta agar kawi hai khuda se, then you're totally independent from everybody else besides Allah. When will this come? The more your connection becomes stronger with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise we overtaken, I must get friendship with this counselor, with that minister, that person is a lani, let me have connection with him. All the connections with people, when you really need them, there's 120 excuses. And Rai Ghazal teaches us so beautifully, you ask somebody, even if he tells you anything you need, just come to me, I will sort out your matter. Ask him one time, he might help you. Second time, then he'll tell you something. And third time, he'll even tell people that this person keeps on coming to us. And Hazrat says, some people that they won't even help you, but they will tell everybody, he came to me, you know, and make like they helped you. Allah Rabbul Izzat will help us without telling anybody. And Hazrat teaches us so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. One is you go pay, ask a person for a help, he won't pay you that you came to ask me for a help. Allah Ta'ala pays us just to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And not only pays us, Allah commands us. So when you got that connection with Allah, any problem in the world, all these artificial viruses and conspiracies, a person won't even think about it. Because your connection with Allah, everything is in the control of Allah. What can the one world order do? What can the fitna of Dajjal, etc.? It's going to take place. That is there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us. But the way out, just nisbat, just connection with Allah. When you got the connection with Allah, then you teach the people, put your trust in Allah. Tawakkul on Allah. Don't talk about all the negative factors that will make you scared. Talk about the solutions and the positive factors. It's just the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see a person, any problem, anything worries him. Even he's driving, you don't need a musalla. Immediately, وَوْفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ I hand my matter to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat explains that such a person, what kind of heart has he got? Dil hai mamnoon inki unki ata se. Roo nadim hai apni khata se. That now this person's heart is only all the time making shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That, oh Allah, you have been so kind to me. I don't deserve to be ever able to even take your name. With my dirty mouth, with my wrong thoughts, etc. But oh Allah, I am totally grateful to you. And Allah Akbar, Hazrat has explained to us that the ni'mat of dunya, for example, we can't pay for the ni'mat itself. One drop of water, nobody can pay for that drop of water. Because nobody can create that water, only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Scientists, they know the formula, H2O, two portions of hydrogen, one portion of oxygen, and they got enough of that in the lab. But tell them to make one drop of water, impossible, they can't do it. So Allah Ta'ala, what we are making shukr of actually is all the amenities that Allah has made available, the services, the pipelines, etc. And that also Allah has subsidized so much for us, that in reality we have to pay, we can't really pay for that. So Allah Ta'ala is so kind that a person just should be mamnoon, he should just be realized that it is only Allah's special favor on me. And on the other hand, his soul is feeling regretful that, oh Allah, you blessed me with so much favors and I enjoy it and I don't appreciate your ni'mat. I don't love in the way that I really want to love, that I'm supposed to be loving. A useless, sinful, pure person like myself, that our Dada Shaykh says, hum khate Rahman ki, aur gaate shaitan ki. We enjoy the food of Allah, we walk on the earth of Allah, but we play the tunes of shaitan. Here the friends of Allah who got misbirth connection, they are spending their life in the service of Allah Ta'ala, but still every moment they feel that we haven't done proper service to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Where can our namaz actually be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So all the time their ruh, and this is what Allah has brought me here, all of us to learn from the friends of Allah. We can't make enough shukr. Allah has brought us in the company of a great wali of Allah to learn that how we should build this connection with Allah. And make the shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And real shukr is a person feels regretful. How did I pass just this moment? Allah gave me tawfiq to perform salah, but I just wasted that salah. And a person begs Allah, please, oh Allah, I'll try better. Please help me and give me tawfiq. Then Hazrat says, how will you get tawfiq and how this connection builds further? Zikr tera kare bet kar hum, chahiye wo zameen dusra se. That when you come here in the gatherings of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they teach us that if you want the connection with Allah, then let us sit and make the zikr of Allah. And we have to learn from them how to make the zikr of Allah. Otherwise, like myself, just finishing tasbih, Allah, Allah, Allah. But like Hazrat says, those who got connection with Allah, Rabbul Izzat, they one Allah. And like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Allah, and the whole ummah, Allah on the other side cannot compare to this. So this is that when we sit together, Hazrat says, chahiye wo zameen dusra se. You'll feel you in a different world. Like we just come in this gathering here and we feel we're in a different world. A world of serenity, a world of peace, because this is the sign of the connection of Allah, which you will get the meeting of Allah in Jannah. So when a person has got peace, itminan in his heart, this is the sign that you are on your road to Jannah. And that is why to get this connection, Allah says, Allah, listen attentively. Open your ears and listen. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Only what the zikr of Allah. And ya mufassirin have explained, we learn from our Hazrat, Allama Alusi rahmatullahi alayhi in Rul Bayan has mentioned that B normally in Arabic means what the zikr of Allah. Yeah, it doesn't just mean what that you walk around with the tasbih, but our eyes are still flirting around, our mind is still thinking bad of any somebody. Here we have to come to learn to make the zikr that it penetrates the heart. That I am the most sinful person on the face of the earth. And I am worried that I must be soaked in the zikr of Allah. In other words, in Allah's obedience. Like a fish when it is totally soaked, immersed in the water, it's just enjoying itself, swimming. Take it out of the water, little, and see how restless. The more it comes to exactly my condition, the more I come out of the obedience of Allah, and I go into the fashionable world and forget the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person will be restless. Outwardly he can be performing his salah also. He can be fasting also. But he still wants to follow the scores. He still wants to follow the trend of the world. That person won't have peace and contentment in this world. So we have to come here to learn how to make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. How to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see Allahu Akbar. Such a person's life, Hazrat says, jisko roshan kare qudrati haq, wo diya kya bujhega hawa se. Now when Allah Ta'ala has made such a person an embodiment of life, like when the world was lost, Allah Ta'ala says, qad ja'akum minallahi nuru wa kitabu mubin. The world was lost in darkness. Allah sent an embodiment of light in the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then those ordinary men who sat in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of the barakat of the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they learn about the nisbat of Allah. What great personalities they became. That Allah Ta'ala praises them and says, Rijal, these are men, la tulihim tijara, wala bayun an zikrillah. They live in the world, they have to do business also, they have to get married, they do all these things. Sahaba were big businessmen also. But not like myself, just do little business, one customer comes, I forget it's azan, I forget namaz, or we'll say, I'll make it, or I'll make my namaz later. If I miss my takbir-e-ula, it doesn't matter. These personalities who had connection with Allah, la tulihim tijara. Not for a moment can the biggest business make them unmindful of Allah. La tulihim tijara tu wala bayun an zikrillah. Why all the time, yakhafuna yawman tataqallabu fil qulub wal absar. They are worried tomorrow we're going to stand in the court of Allah. How we're going to stand in front of Allah, although all the time they are conscious, they are not ghafil like me. So Hazrat says, when Allah makes you shine in the world, then people will talk and pass comments. That what you going to that majlis? What these people, they are backward. Now we're living in a modern world and they talking about sunnah, etc. People will try and pass remarks. But jo Allah rakhe, kaun usko chakhe? Those who Allah Ta'ala gives them honor, and Allah Ta'ala protects, the whole world can say what they want to. And this always used to happen. And even to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam and says, ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. Let people say you mad or whatever. And if people call you mad because you're following sunnah, you should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So the friends of Allah are not worried of their name. They're worried that the nur of Allah must shine in the world. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further Hazrat says, Malike jo do jahan, gar tu chahe, sultanat de, dar de nawase. That whoever Allah ta'ala desires, and Allah ta'ala wants to give you position, Allah wants to give you kingdom, and real kingdom is when you are connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is why you see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they get the title Shah. Shah means the king. The real king is those people, as we mentioned, that the ordinary ministers of this world, they got headache. Or johale wafahe, those that are really loyal servants of Allah, they got the noor of Allah that is flowing like rivers, oceans in their heart. So Allah ta'ala gives them such honor, such respect, such dignity, that you see even people who don't have iman respect them. And that is like our Dada Shaykh has taught us, don't be overtaken with the world today. They'll say, no, today you must be a bit liberal, a bit soft. You can't be practicing firm on sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Dada Shaykh said, apna to kya ghayro tumhari ikram karenge. You come firm onto sunnat. You come firm onto the commands of Allah and know Allah is with me. Then forget your own people. Those who don't have iman will respect you. And till today they will respect you. And Hazrat then further explains that what has brought this beautiful environment in the world, when the world was full of darkness, insan lost humanity, didn't know who they are. Aftab e nabuwat ka matla, fokta khalq ke asra se. That way, so beautifully Hazrat has put it, such poetry we can't even explain. But through the barakat of our Hazrat, just a brief understanding, that Hazrat explained that where the Nabuwat, the bright sun of Nabuwat rose, that horizon is beyond our imagination. That when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the world, it looked like impossible. Who were able to change these barbarians? That they are like barbarians. Who were able to change these people? And so it was beyond our expectations, beyond our what we could desire. Beyond that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, left no stone unturned, was concerned for the fikr of the ummah, that we are lost in darkness. Just that one spark of the light of Allah comes in our heart, and see how the world would change. And see how the world changed in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a matter of 23 years, what a revolution that it is. It was impossible until today, the barakat of the effort of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the pious servants, that till today, as much as yuridun al-yutfiu nur Allah, the whole shaitani world, al-kufru millatun wahida, trying to put off the light of Islam, trying to close our masjid, but Allah ta'ala says those personalities, their nur will always carry on. And they will always make an effort no matter what happens. So the holding firm onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll see Allah blesses us with such things we can't imagine. And then Hazrat mentions beautifully, Shani Azmat Jibali Haram ki, koi puche to ghari hira se. Hazrat is just giving a beautiful example and just make us understand that look at Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam position. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the world, people could not imagine an ordinary, simple man, Ummi who couldn't even, was unlettered. But if you want to know what was his position, then forget human beings. Ask Jani Azmat Jabali Haram se, ask the mountains of that are surrounding Haram Sharif, that are surrounding the Kaaba Sharif, where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can we imagine in the heat, walked up those mountains. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to seclude himself in Ghari Hira, asked them what is the honor that they experienced, that the greatest personality came to rest in us. Allahu Akbar. So people who, if the mountains know the value of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, animals know the great value of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stones etc. knows the value, then where me, how did I go askance, that now I'm turning to other ways, other fashions, and I'm forgetting the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says, ask the mountains and they'll tell you what is the great honor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just got slight contact with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their honor increased. That the mountains of Haram, we how Hazrat in another poem says it so beautifully, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, O mountains of Haram, y'all are so blessed. Why? Because of that one footstep of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we, Allah Ta'ala, who made us the ummatis, if we just follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is where our honor lies, and this is where we have to learn is in this company. That Hazrat further says that muttarib hai mera zauq e sajda sar ko peghaam hai kuch sabas hai. That now a person is just restless, that I want to have that special sajda in the early part of the morning at the time of tahajjud, that Allah Ta'ala, that special message from Allah Ta'ala comes to me, and a person puts his head down and cry, oh Allah, I have moved away from the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please forgive me, oh Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala's special rahmat comes. So that special message, which Hazrat has put it so beautifully, that the morning dew drops bring how nice and soft that dew drops come down. That special message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when a person cries in his sajda, begs for forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person actually feels that Allah Ta'ala is telling you, my banda, don't worry, I will forgive you, and I will send my mercy upon you. But for that, Allah Ta'ala has taught us the easiest way is, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just be with the pious servants, and then be so much that you become like them, follow in their way of life. And then Hazrat finally says so beautifully, Mujhpe barsa de darya-e rahmat, mangta hai ye akhtar khuda se. That at that time when your head is restless for that sajda, that special taste of that special closeness of Allah, in that sajda what you are begging from Allah. We are not begging for properties or positions or anything. That, oh Allah, now just send down, pour down your flood of your oceans of rahmat upon me. Let that flood of your ocean of rahmat pour upon me, O Allah. Hazrat says, Hazrat teaches us how to make dua. And this is the friends of Allah. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, at that time when Allah gives me this opportunity to put my head in sajda in the quiet part of the morning, all I'm begging, O Allah, please drown me in your ocean of rahmat. And let me enjoy your closeness, Allah Ta'ala, out of His special mercy, through the barakat of our Shaykh in this masjid, give us this iota of this reality and grant us without deserving it in the least. But
Hazrat Wala Arifillah ka kalam, zara dekho to faiz-e khanqah hi. Look at the faiz and the barakat of khanqah, all the khanqahs. مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی حسینوں سے اگر ملنا نہ چھوڑا نہیں پہنچے گا دربار الہی نہیں پہنچے گا دربار الہی وہی پہنچا ہے دربار خدا میں وہی پہنچا ہے دربار خدا میں ملی ہے جس کو آہ سحرگاہی ملی ہے جس کو آہ سحرگاہی ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر فقیری لی ہے دے کر تاج شاہی فقیری لی ہے دے کر تاج شاہی غذا اس نفس دشمن کی تو کم کر غذا اس نفس دشمن کی تو کم کر نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ ماہی نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ ماہی جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا وہی پائے گا بس عشق الہی وہی پائے گا بس عشق الہی ملی اختر جسے نسبت خدا کی ملی اختر جسے نسبت خدا کی مٹا دی اس نے باہی اور جاہی مٹا دی اس نے باہی اور جاہی مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی اگر حاصل کیا عشق الہی ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمده و نصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد This is a very beautiful and effective bayan of our Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali in poetry form. The title of the poem, Zara Dekho to Faize Khanqahi. To look at but at the faiz and the noor and the effect of the khanqahs, what Allah Ta'ala has put. When Hazrat Wala says, our beloved Sheikh, Dhamma Rakatum says, when we get together, with different watts of noor in the heart, some are 10 watts, some 20 watts, different voltages get together, it becomes now a spotlight that draws the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And together with that, Hazrat Wala is sitting also the nur, the muhabbat, the love, the fuyuz. So through this, inshallah, we hope Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will pour the rahmat into our hearts and make our istah and tazkiyah. Thereafter, Hazrat says, Mashadi gi wo bahi me tabahi, na kare. اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی زوالہ says be careful that this lust of yours for haram should not cause your destruction and oh my friend ہرگز بد نگاہی don't abuse your eyes oh this lust that's within your heart will destroy you completely in this world your izzat will be lost your family will be lost your quwwat bah also But Allah Ta'ala has given a person that within himself, that potency he has within him, that will be destroyed. The Hakim Sahib, you say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, every time a person abuses his eyes, as if there are little earthquakes and dynamites that are going off within himself. Within, so to say, now his ear and his pants, yeah, little earthquakes that are taking place, that will destroy him completely. So protect your eyes. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the amount of a person who protects his eyes in a day, 10 times, 20 times in a day, that amount of muhabbat and love Allah Ta'ala will give between him and his wife also. One Tati heard about this, he says, Mawlana, when today I protected my eyes and when I went home, that my wife's beauty was amplified 5-10 times more than normal day. Allah Ta'ala will give him that muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala will show him. Otherwise he will be destroyed in this world. Allah says that he is sitting in the car with his 3-4-year-old son. The wife is gone shopping. But now he's abusing his eyes, look at all haram things. He says now, the son who was young had love for the father. And later on in life, he will realize, my father now didn't have that amount of muhabbat and love for my mother. He says, now who this son has so much respect for, he won't have any respect left for the father. Because he didn't look after his eyes. The zillat will come with it. The disgrace will come with it. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Chitai par milega takhte shahi, agar hasil karo ishqe ilahi. Zawala says, dekho, this is the usul. That if you chitai par milega takhte shahi, the lovers of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, when the person will control his eyes, then sitting on a straw mat also, sitting on a straw mat, really there has no value. Sitting on a straw mat, you will get takhte shahi. Allah Ta'ala will grant him a royal throne. The royal throne from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will become amongst the royalties in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Agar hasil karo ishq ilahi, if you get that love, that deep love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, wherever you will go, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give you takht shahi, the royal throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we see the lovers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? They look so simple. When they walk in any place, what a royal treatment, Allahu Akbar, beyond our comprehension. We saw Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also. Darul Zakariya Jalsa was on. Qari Siddiq Sahib was there, Rahmatullah Ali. And when Hazrat Wala just walked in with the qafla, Allah, the entire bayan stopped. People's heads turned. Said, who is this king walking in? Subhanallah. We saw Hazrat Wala, wherever we go. So Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. We heard about that time when he went to Peter Marisburg. And it was, those that were there were no better than me. He said, when they entered the city at that time, it was peak time. But all the robots and all the traffic police, there was an entire entourage of policemen in front of the Sheikh's car, escorting him through the central town. All the entire traffic came to a standstill completely. When they came to Mountain Rise Masjid, he said, before the Sheikh would get off the car, Allah's wali, Allah's friend. Royal treatment. He made a line right from the car to the masjid entrance. Royal treatment in this world. We can imagine now in Akhirat, Allah Ta'ala has kept with the lovers of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What istiqbal, what reception. Over here they look very, very simple. Kurta is simple, topi is simple. And here also ulama say that this is one of the shan of the ulama of Dioban. That they look very simple. But what they've got hidden in their heart, Allahu Akbar. What gems of Allah's muhabbat and love. He said, we have to go and loot it. Go and take it out. Get it from them. Give it to us. Give us that muhabbat of Allah. That dard, that dil you have in your heart. Give it to us. One of our ustaz told us one time also, when Hassan Dokarata, he says that one of his friends, that was a qualified economist, had come to Falahi Dareen. And he says, our ulama, our ustazis are very, very simple people. Sometimes the kurta not even ironed. Sometimes it's stained also. Somebody look at them, they say, what these people are doing? What they know? But they know the love of Allah. They're sitting on the chatai, on a simple carpet or straw mat. But what they are teaching, what they have in their heart, he said, we can't even imagine what they're enjoying teaching those kitabs. Qala Allah, Qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the economist came and he met one of the ustaz there. So he asked Muni Hassan Sahib, are you wasting your life over here? You should have gone to varsity and done something. Got a degree at least. What are you getting at these men? Look at his kurta, look at how he looks. His beard is even comb, his topi is crooked also. What is he teaching you? So when Hassan says, I explained to my ustaz that this is an economist. So he said, ask him, since he studied all these things, what is the tarif and what is the definition of taraqqi, progress? So he said, he gave a lambi chori bayan, give a long bayan of progress is. So the ustaz heard it and Hassan translated for him. So his friend said, ask your ustaz, what's his definition of progress in the world. So he says, the ma'ana and tarif of progress is what was old, what was new yesterday is old today. In just few words, what was new yesterday is old today, yet taraqi ka ma'ana. So he says, the economist said, this man is a genius. He says, sir, I'm telling you, what they have in the heart, Allah Ta'ala has given them knowledge of the world, while sitting in Darul Uloom. Zawala says, we might be sitting here, but we know what's happening out there. Allah Ta'ala has given us how to make Islam and what to know in the world. Ghazab se tu agar maghloob hoga, bachegi fir zaba wahi tabahi. Ghazab says now, that if you will become overwhelmed by anger, then even your tongue also will begin to sing all things of destruction. So don't let your anger overtake you. Don't let your anger overtake you. Control your anger. Sometimes a person becomes very angry, So a person now, what he will say, sometimes is under the anger of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, abusing his eyes. Then the things that will come out from his mouth also. They have to control the anger, angle control. People are going for therapy, they're paying thousands of rands to get angle control. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us his majalis, obviously free of charge, to come and sit by Hazrat Wala. So the Talmid rahmatullah alayhi, when Murid came, I can't control my anger. He said, go sit by this ustaz in Nadatul Ulama, Lucknow. Go sit by him for 2 weeks. He goes and he sits there, the ustaz says, ya beto, sit with me. He says, spend some time with that ustaz. He returned to the Talmid. He says, I don't know what jadu that person did on me, but my anger is gone. He says, no jadu. This is kunu ma'at sajiqeen. That ustaz is noted to be very, very cool. Minaj is very, very cool. Because you sat in his company, he rubbed off on you. So sitting just in the company also, we find sitting in the majalis of the ashiqs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, even that inclination to guna and sin to disappears for that moment. We don't feel like doing it, we make tawbah immediately. How to make our every day like that? Hazrat says, Hasino se agar milna na chora, nahi ponchega darbare ilahi. Hazrat is giving nasihat that if you don't learn to leave the company of these fake beauties, artificial beauties of the world. This is sarcastically, they're not beauties in reality. Beauty is the nur of iman. The real makeup now of a woman is a Quran tilawat, a zikr, a akhlaq, a sab zuban. These are all the beauty of a woman. As I say, all this makeup they're putting on really is only a makeup. You're only making things up. Is that real? Young boy goes to see the girl also, and now what he sees sometimes can be deceiving. Then really you never think, he gets afraid now, this is not the girl that I saw in reality. The beauty in Allah is the taqwa, the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We don't learn to leave company and looking at these haram beauties, then you will not reach the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How to leave them out? One is not looking at them. Hazrat Wala says, make intention we have in our businesses, secretaries, female secretaries. Allah ta'ala give us the hidayah, the tawfiq and barakat now to employ men and not women. For them to be in the business, not to have private meetings with them, sitting in the office, they bring in tea for you. The person says, nothing happens to me. If you put butter in a fire and it doesn't melt, something is wrong, it cannot be butter. Man also, he will melt. It will happen slowly, it will hit at the iman. Iman will get weak. Before he knows it now, he says, when the lights are off, when the load shedding, then they say that mouse will come out. And what he will play after that, now Allah Ta'ala knows best. So a person, now I think I'm okay. Something wrong with me, I'm gone old. As I say, the person may feel now he's gone as cold as the freezer, deep freeze. But then he's sitting in the hospital bed and looking at the nurses. He can't do anything, he can't even lift his hand. But then to the nurse, he's still got the desire in the heart. Hasn't come out from the heart. How is he going to reach the darbar in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? How is he going to get the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? وہی پہنچا ہے دربار خدا میں ملی ہے جس کو آج سہرگاہی. The person who learnt in the early morning, early part of the morning, to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will reach the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When you wake up in the dead of the night, Ya Allah, how I slept up yesterday. Yes, it's a challenge every day. Now to protect person's eyes, but he will make tawbah. He will continue trying to reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull him one day. ہوئے ہے زند کتنے اولیاء بھی ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی. حضرت سے how many rind? So a sinful person, Hazrat says, how many a sinful person also became the awliya and the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just came into the khanqah of a sheikh with all his bags and loads of gunas and sins. And he just sat in one corner of the khanqah. One nazar of the sheikh fell on him. His heart was open. He said the eyes met. In dunya, they say the eyes met. There was some feeling electricity that was flowing. It's haram that. The eyes met and now they fell in love. That two love will have in the khanqah. When the hearts will meet to the lovers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want that muhabbat what you put in the heart of the friend of Allah. When the heart will be open, then we'll feel the connection now. We feel how it will pull a person. How many karguzaras we heard of? Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Once he came there also, a person was there, he was a pilot. And he came to me, he said, Hakim Sahib, Jazad, I came here some time ago, and I heard your bayan on controlling the eyes. I'm a pilot, the air hostess comes into the cockpit, sometimes they serve us, and they smile, and they try to charm us. They talk very sweetly also. He says, I used to engage with them, we used to talk with them, we used to flirt with them also. I came and sat. Now somebody brought me into your khanka, and I sat in one bayan only. I had no beard that time. I had no sunnat libas, nothing. He says, such an effect he had on my heart. He says, from then, from that bayan to now, that once I spoke to any one of the air hostess. Now I grew a few beard also as a pilot. He came to me and said, Hakim Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi. So just one bayan, one talk, me hit the heart. Because if you look at now the phase and the noor that comes out from the khankas, way and way a person will reach now sitting in the company of the pious people. Pulak ya ra sultan balkh par faqiri li hai dekar taj shahi. So that says, they look at now what secret opened up upon the heart of the sultan of Balkh, Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayhi. He was the king of Balkh, but Allah Ta'ala had given him the throne, the physical throne of a king. But what secrets opened upon his heart when he gave up everything, the love of Allah. So all this stuff cannot buy me the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Faqiri li hai. He gave up now the Taj-e-Shahi, the royal crown he gave up now to take Faqiri to become a pauper, but in the love of Allah. He might be looking like a pauper, but in reality he is a rich man within the heart. He's got the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam was also offered. Agar tum maal chahte ho, if you want maal, Nabi of Allah will give you maal also. He will give you the wealth. If you want women, will give you women also. If some jadu on you, will teach you for this also. So I don't want anything. I've come to give the paygham and that message of the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Accept the message of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. لذا اس نفس سرکش کی تو کم کر نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ و ماہی. حضرت says that غذا اس نفس سرکش کی تو کم کر, that the haram nourishment of the nafs, of this rebellious nafs, is nourishment of haram, ذرا کم کر, تو کم کر, that lessen it now, make it less. What this nafs enjoys of haram and makes it strong against you, now you take it out from your life completely. Don't give it its ghiza. The cell phone has become now the ghiza for it, then take it out of your life. Whatever the avenues may be, now take it out, make it come. Oh zalim, don't eat every day murkh, this is chicken, wamai, fish. Sometimes a person now has to say about the haram things in a person's life, now take it out. Don't feed your nafs what it wants all the time. Then the nafs now will become the rider, the rakib, and you become the markub. The nafs will become the rider, and you will become the conveyance. What the nafs is saying, now you're going accordingly to what the nafs is saying. Rather now, because the person has fed the nafs so much of ghiza, that the nafs has become the rider, and we become the vehicle, the conveyance. It should be the other way around. So we've come here, so to say, now in the panel beating shop of the sheikh. The panel beat this vehicle of mine. Fine tune it. What has happened now? It should be the other way around. جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا وہی پائے گا بس عشق الہی. اللہ تبارک و تعالی says, you want عشق الہی, the deep love of Allah, where they fill the tank so much of the muhabbat of Allah, then I can refrain from guna and sin. But it says, now go to somebody who has dil, جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا, those that have that love, اہل دل, people of the heart, their hearts are drowning in the heart in the love of Allah تبارک و تعالی. And when a person will go to them also, then he will find that it affects his heart also. When we in Nizamuddin when he asked Bara Bankhi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Adam Barakatuh mentioned that just now your people's principal was here and we had meals together. He said, Tumhara Muhtamim Saab Sahib Dil Aadmi Hai. He said, your Muhtamim Saab sat with him a little while, but such a heart he has, it affects your own heart. So we come in the company of the Shaykh with an open heart. Ya Allah, give us something in our heart also. Mili akhtar jisai nisbat khuda ki mita di usne bahi aur jahi. Hazrat Hakim Sahib said, rahmatullah alayhi, that the nisbat which Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi got, this connection to the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, staying in the company of his Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, he says, to this I was able now to annihilate and destroy his evil inclinations and the love for name and fame. All this came out. Whether there was praise or whether there was mazammat, whether somebody praised me or somebody humiliated me, there was no effect on the heart. Because the heart was connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This is one stage also. The people's praise also has no effect. And people's also mazammat and people's humiliation and telling me bad things doesn't affect me. Yes, I attribute now the praise to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. It's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make Muhammad inshaAllah.